school district. We try to spend that in the most intelligent and prudent fashion that we can. Coming to the borough and asking for a large sum like this it's not budgeted for will not be the norm. However, we're kind of in a crisis situation. You also have a letter from our insurance company stating that the playground isn't safe. So I would very, very much appreciate each and every assembly member's sincere and thoughtful approach to this problem, and we would very much appreciate your yes vote and would like to get this playground going. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mike. Anyone else? There you go.
Okay. The minutes of the October 20th meeting, I need a motion to get it on the floor.
Motion.
Motion approved. Is there a second?
Second.
Got it. Questions regarding the minutes? At the workshop, there was a, what do you call it?
Correction
made. And it's been duly noted.
More of an omission, I think, wasn't it, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
Omission. Sorry about that. So anyway, any objections? Miss? Hearing none? Question?
On this, we're under public comment. It said Diane Wild also did not agree on how the borough disposed the material. It wasn't the borough. I disagreed with how you, the mayor, Mac, handled it. Now, is that supposed to be the borough there versus
well,
you handling it?
It was a statement made that the borough misused of the fund.
No, I said you, not the borough.
What do you think? Would you like that changed?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Billy, thank you. Any other corrections on the minutes? Hearing none. Any objections? Minutes stands approved as read. As submitted. Your financial report is in your packet. I need a motion to accept.
Okay.
Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mark. Comments, questions regarding the financial report? Hearing none, call the roll, Tina.
Who's second that one? I'm sorry.
Warren.
Oh. Ken, are you still there?
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
The other two didn't. And Justine, did you show up? I heard of.
Somebody showed up or somebody went. Financial report has been accepted. In your package, you also have the investment report. Is there any questions, comments regarding that?
Good.
Thank you. Well, it is looking good. Public hearing on community block grant development. What's the process on that? Any comments?
Have Andy read it in to the record, and then we'll open it up for public hearing.
Okay. Would you please do that now?
So for the grant purpose, I've got to explain a few things. I'm just going to read what I have presented to you guys. The Aleutian East Borough is interested in pursuing a community development block grant proposal this year, and considering what projects might be considered for funding, please review the following information. The CDBG funding is intended to principally benefit low and moderate income persons from providing resources to communities for community development projects, planning projects, or special economic development projects which encourage community self-sufficiency or reduce economic conditions which are detrimental to health and safety. CDBG may also provide funding to assist in the creation or retention of jobs. The state of Alaska intends to select projects for funding that provide a substantial or direct benefit to low and moderate income persons, prevent or eliminate slums or blight, or meet urgent community development needs which pose a serious and immediate threat to public health and safety. Projects that are not eligible include equipment, government buildings, regular government operations, maintenance, operations, or political activities. The project maximum funding is $850,000 and must have a matching local contribution of at least 25%. Also, updated low and moderate income percentages by community have been provided for this program. Currently, the only borough communities that do qualify are the City of Atchison with 100% LMI and Nelson Lagoon, which is an unincorporated community, which is 100% LMI as well. The borough no longer qualifies. However, the borough can apply as the applicant as long as a council or a corporation is a co-applicant, versus, like in this instance, the Nelson Lagoon Traditional Council. This is a requirement since, like, Nelson Lagoon is an unincorporated community. Project example is the village of Nelson Lagoon is being impacted by erosion, which needs to be addressed via mitigation measures. Nelson Lagoon meets low and moderate income criteria. The Nelson Lagoon erosion project falls under the project requirements, and it provides a substantial or direct benefit to low and moderate, a low income person. Since the village of Nelson Lagoon is an unincorporated community, the borough can be the applicant, and the Nelson Lagoon Traditional Council can be the co-applicant for this project. Nelson Lagoon Erosion Project meets all of the criteria for the program and could be selected as a SFY 2014 CDG proposed project. In this public hearing, the borough would like to solicit proposal suggestions for this grant opportunity and receive any other comments from the public.
The floor is open for public comment. Chuck?
That public grant, you know, the tribe, they put in for their own grant. Like King Cobra, King Cobra.
Right. The tribes, I believe, can, but you're right, King Cobra does not qualify.
Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, public comments closed. Item number seven, resolution 1509. I get a motion to bring it on the floor, please. Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ken. This resolution is urging Congress to exempt vessels less than 79 feet and fishing vessels with a NPDES permits for discharge incidental to the normal operation of the vessel. Questions, comments regarding the resolution? Paul.
Today we had a Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference meeting, and this agenda item was on our agenda, and we passed it unanimously. And my understanding, in the lame duck session, our senator will soon be departing, Senator Beggett, if there's anything that will pass during the lame duck session, this is his number one priority. And Ernie's done a lot of good work putting together information about this, as well as sharing it with other communities. And a lot of communities, and I think Ernie probably has some information about other communities who are supporting it. I haven't heard of anybody who's opposing it. Try to get this exemption. So I'll vote for it. Thank you.
Any other questions regarding the resolution? Hearing none, then we call the roll, Tina.
Brenda.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Jill.
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Pappy?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Motion carries. Resolution 1509 is adopted. Resolution 1510, authorizing participation in this community development block grant program. Is there a motion to get it on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brenda. Second, is there?
Second.
Thank you, Warren. Questions, comments regarding the resolution? You've all heard the discussion on it or the comments on it.
So this grant application would be for the Nelson Lagoon project. As I mentioned in the workshop, Nelson Lagoon is being impacted by erosion at a pretty accelerated rate. This project would specifically focus on the Nelson Lagoon body water side and put geotextile containers on about a 2,000 linear feet area to protect the community, the homes, and public infrastructure. For this, we do have a cash match of the AV put $108,000 for this project, and the corporation / Nelson Lagoon Council is considering putting a cash match of equipment services, which would be considered a cash match for this project.
Any questions?
There was no offers from PIPCA to help out?
I haven't really asked. They did submit a letter of support for this, but this doesn't expect to protect their infrastructure at this point. In the future, I know HDR has had conversations with DOT about checking the airport as well, that they're going to be impacted by erosion too. But this is a start. At this point, we've done about 6 or 7 studies on erosion. We all know it's happening, and so this is the first step to actually take some action and get something done out there.
Any other questions? Hearing none, call the roll.
Joe. Warren.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Happy?
Yes.
Resolution 1510 passes. Resolution 1511 is the resolution accompanying Resolution 1510 in regard to the Nelson Lagoon erosion problem. I need a motion to bring that on the floor. Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ken. That resolution was explained. And any questions regarding that?
Question?
Question has been called. Any objections to the question called? Hearing none, we'll call the roll.
Paul.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Resolution 1511 passed.
Warren.
Oh, I'm sorry. Warren is on there. I didn't even... Sorry. All right. Under old business, we have a funding request from Sandpoint Playground Equipment, which is tabled last meeting. I need a motion to bring it on the floor. Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Any objections to bringing it on the floor? Hearing none, the funding request for the Sandpoint Playground Equipment is on the floor. Mr. Seifert has given us a description on the amount of money that is going to be needed for this playground equipment, and that isn't really a confirmed number, is it, Mike?
Go ahead.
Yes, that's the highest possible confirmed number, Stanley. It could be reduced by the cost of which I believe is $36,000 or $38,000. So if Trident does not come through and pay for freight, what you have in front of you is the full cost of the proposal.
$138,000.
Yes, sir.
Questions? Paul?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When I was went back to Sandpoint, it was a nice day, I think the second day or whenever I got back there, but I went up to look at the playground equipment. I was curious to see how it looked from my point of view. So went up and borrowed a hammer from Bob Nyberg. He was nice enough to give me a hammer to beat on things. And so in a while since I've rode on playground equipment, but I tried every apparatus and looked at everything very closely, went through it twice, and it's a pretty neat playground. It's getting tired of it. But what I observed out of the, I don't know how many separate items are. There's monkey bars and slides and a lot of different merry-go-round apparatus. But I wrote them all and tried everything out. There's two wood apparatus, small wood, very small one, that probably have to be cut down. They're very small compared to the rest of them. And the slide in the center of the playground, there's a guardrail on top, and I think there were some pictures of Mr. Seifert sent. It's about a four-foot guardrail fence that probably needs to be replaced. But after beating on the wood and the metal and looking closely, paint would get by for a while without any problem. You know, everything does corrode a little bit after time, but outside of that fence and the two apparatus, it could go for a little while longer. Anyway, that's my inspection report. I don't know if anybody else got a chance to write anything, but it's kind of fun. It's kind of a flashback to my younger days. Way young.
Thank you, Paul.
The one thing I'm concerned about is, like you're talking monkey bars, and the when they go to coat those, they powder coat them, or if they were painted, or if they were galvanized before, dip where the inside is galvanized, because when you go to powder coat, you don't, you're not covering the inside of the tooth. So my concern is, when you were tapping, well, what did you hear? You know, is there like dead spots along there? How much did you tap on?
I tapped on everything. Yeah. And the monkey bars were not powder coated. They were galvanized. And they had my hands on them. Set a world record in time.
my concern is here, all you need is one accident on there. We're done. This playground that weren't, they weren't reconditioned or they weren't replaced when they should have. And I know at that point, school's been there since 1983 or 4 or something. And it's, I'm sure it's due for a change.
I don't know when they were purchased. Mike, do you have any idea when that playground equipment was purchased?
All I can tell you, Stanley, is that Jade, when we went to take pictures, said that she played on that when she was in school, and she's 36. So, Jim, do you know 24 years old, 28 years old, some of it?
Yeah, there was an original older one, and they added to that stuff in the middle, but it was, like you say, it's pretty thin gauge steel, and it's kind of rusty, but I'm not quite sure how old it was.
I mid-20s, I think, is the older stuff, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Well, when you look at Alaska Municipal League, the Joint Insurance Association, that they inspected it, you've got head and neck entrapment hazards as well as sharp points and corners. They may cut or puncture child's skin. Cuts caused by rusty metal can cause tetanus or gangrene. The nature's fatalities. Equipment should be removed in order to eliminate these. That's by your risk specialist, Julie Rasmussen.
Read that.
Yeah. So, I mean, she went out there and found it.
Well, our financial wizards are here. What do we do in the case of this? It would be better to do it in the when budget time comes up, or?
Well, budget time is definitely better for us because I'm not sure at this point where we would take funds from to pay for it. In addition to the fact that I know Mike said he's gotten one grant, but it's playground equipment a lot of times is a easy one to go out and get other grants, or if we have the time to do it, we might be able to research and see if there's some other grants available for playground equipment, or the school could look a little bit more too. But I at this point I don't know where we would come up with the funding.
Well, I like playground equipment, you know. But the budget cycle is important, too. And if we could, by next July 1st, you know, find a way, we'll have that budget adopted before then, and working with the school board to get the budget in shape. And I'm trying to add a lot of things in the middle of the year. It's real hard sometimes. But I know the difficulty of getting equipment up in the middle of winter, putting it up in the middle of winter.
Uh-huh.
I have a feeling it may not, even if we start allocating money immediately for this project, I have my doubts, my personal doubts, that it would be done before late spring at best. So I'm inclined that rather than taking money from something else and move over budget to try to in our next budget and have a, playgrounds are good things for kids. The only thing I did leave out on my report is the ground was in pretty good shape. There was a couple of pieces of tarp that were sticking out a bit that needed to be trimmed off. But that was the rest of my report, too. That's
at the last meeting, there was a discussion about if we weren't going to do anything with this playground, there was an issue of access to ball court or something. Is that an issue? Or?
I don't know. Mike, did you get that question?
Well, we did get a brand new basketball court donated when they repaved some of the roads here in King Cove. Unfortunately, that is right next to the playground, so it absolutely cannot be used until we get our equipment replaced, whether that be now, a year from now, 2 years from now, whatever it is. But the playground is going to remain closed as per recommendations from the school attorney as well as the insurance company.
There's no other access to that basketball court other than through the playground, I'm taking it.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, it's right next to it, and so it can't be right. There's nothing separating them, so no.
Questions?
May I ask something? Is it appropriate time?
Not just yet.
Okay.
This is Ken here.
Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, it seems like, especially with the recommendation from the insurance carriers, it's a tremendous liability to not replace it. But I understand the budgetary constraints, and I'm wondering, the equipment that's there has to come down at some point. I think that's agreed that we cannot use it, and the school cannot use it at that point. Or in the condition it's in, and I'm wondering, if it was taken down, what's there, the basketball court would be accessible, and then we try to work it into next year's budget and get it built in the summertime there. It's a wonderful package that he's got. I've used some of that equipment with my grandkids, and both them and I got an awful lot of fun out of it. So it's a very worthy project.
So, thanks, Ken. Mike, then would that basketball court be usable if that be the case?
Yeah, and we would be able to use the basketball court if we removed all of the old equipment, yes.
There is not any of that equipment that could be used for an example, the monkey bars? Are they all that bad off that none of them could be used?
Well, yeah, Mr. Mayor, a couple of things. The legal codes for safe playgrounds have dramatically changed over the years. So things that we used to play with, teeter-totters, I mean, are absolutely against the law anymore. So that equipment is dated such that, first of all, most of that couldn't even be put in today because, as that letter of the insurance company states, it's not safe. But to answer your question, if we removed all that equipment, we wouldn't be able to use the basketball court, yes.
We would be able to. Okay. Thank you, Ken, for that suggestion.
Yeah, it just seems we've heard that the playground is closed, but if it's still standing there, kids are going to want to go in there and play on it. The liability is there.
Understand they have actually gone and used
the ball. When I was up there, I saw the playground next to it, but the hoops weren't up yet. Are they up now? The basketball hoops.
Are they up, Mike?
No, we haven't put the basketball hoops up, and the reason we haven't is because we don't want to entice kids in there with that dangerous equipment. So no, they're not.
So are you prepared to remove them? Move that equipment out of there shortly?
No. I mean, we certainly can work towards that, but no, we were waiting to see what the decision was in regard to this project, but that is certainly an option that we can evaluate and look at.
I certainly think you should be removing it then if it's a liability that magnitude.
Okay.
Any other comments regarding the proposal? I'm excited. Go ahead, Paul.
Paul, earlier, at the last meeting, we talked about whose responsibility is playground equipment. Mm-hmm. Is it the school district, or do they do just maintenance on that, or is it the borough? What did we end up deciding, or what? How does that work?
Well, typically, if we were putting in a school, we would put in the cost of the school, which would include the playground, and then minor maintenance is the school district's responsibility. So replacement, I guess it depends on what you consider major and minor. Replacement may be probably the borough's responsibility because of the cost.
Jim, is there a reimbursable program for equipment like this, or is this out of the with that CSRS program?
You know, that's a good question. You submitted, and I think they rank different things at higher priorities, such as heating systems and siding and stuff like that. And I'm not quite sure where this would rank. We'd have to call somebody at CIRC and ask them probably, but if it got reimbursed, we would get 70%. That's what we've been getting the last projects we've been doing. So, but I don't know. We're still waiting on scoring from the paving project in King Cove School and Sandpoint School. That's there, and it keeps making the list, but we haven't got any money from that either. So I'm not quite sure. I can't answer that question. We'd have to make some calls.
Okay. City Council, any recommendations? Rick?
Motion.
We'll need a motion to bring it on the floor for discussion.
We already did.
Oh, it's already on the floor. Is that what it is now?
I meant the motion from the previous meeting that is on the floor now.
So we could do one or two things. We can adopt the request for $138,000 and try to find the money to purchase it, or we could wait until budgetary time and then incorporate that into a budget and do it in the spring or summer. At this point in time, it has to be removed. There's no question about it. If it's JIA's finding that this playground is that out of shape that it has to be shut down, then it has to be removed. Have you heard any more on that, Rick?
No. It's probably a good idea to remove it.
Okay. So, what's the wishes of the assembly?
I'd wait to put it in the budget to do the work. Bring in new stuff up in the winter on a boat, like the Trident degree. And almost will be under the deck, but then to get it up there, set it up on the school grounds and get a storm through and blow that apart. You know, plan on something for budgetary time. That's what I...
Anyone else have any comments?
Ken here. I think it's a great package. It's we're looking at $200,000 for, and I, from the pictures that we saw at the last meeting, I was skeptical that it would cost that much to replace the equipment that was there. What the superintendent has come up with in the package is a lot more equipment and looks like some very good stuff, but I'm inclined that we should work it into the budget, and it's definitely a worthy thing to do, but we have a lot of other things we need to, some priorities, and we should be able to work it into the budget.
Paul?
Another question for Rick. If we, and it's only in the end, we put it in next year's budget, which we'll adopt late May. I'm just trying to figure out if we do it that way, if it happens that way, when would someone be able to order equipment knowing money was guaranteed? Could they do it even sooner?
It would have to be invoiced and delivered after July 1.
In order to meet the
requirement. You could order it before then as long as they didn't invoice you until after July 1.
So if you had an understanding, you could even, or a couple months earlier, if you had an understanding with the supplier, they trust you that the check is good. Where is the supplier?
Everett, Washington?
Oh, it's right downtown there. On Pioneer Coastal.
I keep talking. I guess one problem right now, there is not that problem. It's real warm weather, but when the ground freezes, it's more difficult. Some of that equipment's going to need some cement foundation to support the equipment. I wouldn't have any problem with. I don't know how you make a motion, you know, a little later to ensure it's going to be in the budget process. We could probably make a motion requesting that the administrator put it in next year's budget, just so there's some certainty to it. And that way it would be available for the kids at the earliest possible opportunity, too.
Well, the way it's set up now, we have a motion on the table that's ready for to vote on. In order for your proposal to go through, you'd have to vote this motion down and make another one. So it shows this very same thing would show up on the next year's budget.
Well, Mr. Mayor, possibility maybe also to just amend this motion, because this isn't our budget. We're not amending the budget now.
No,
it's only a motion for guidance. If our guidance is to include it in next year's budget, that would be some certainty for next year. I don't think we're breaking any rules, and it would be a next year's budget for sure. And depending on how good a doctor or school superintendent is, I bet he could get the equipment ordered a little bit early, and money's in checks in the mail.
Motion on the table. Alvin moved to authorize up to $200,000 for playground equipment replacement. Second by Carol.
And it
was tabled.
Point of order,
sure.
Would be perhaps just to amend for fiscal year 2015 budget. That's all.
There you go. You're right. Absolutely. It could be
2016.
What was your motion then?
Is this an amendment, or am I?
Yes. The motion for Rick to next year's budget.
So you're amending the main motion. Let me get this straight. So I'll move the authorize up to $200,000 for playground equipment replacement for FY16.
Second.
Everyone understand the motion?
The amendment
to the motion. Questions on the amendment to the motion? Warren.
We were told $138,000 earlier and we're talking
$200,000.
Said up to.
I know that.
Up to.
Go up $138,000 too.
No,
well, no, it doesn't. You don't have to use the $200,000.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You could get whatever the up to that. That's your ceiling.
Yeah.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, we'll call the roll on the amendment.
Warren.
Huh?
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Brenda. Joe. Happy.
Yes.
The amendment passes. Now the main motion before you is on the floor. Any discussion on the main motion? All roll.
Joe. Brenda.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item. item on the agenda is new business. We don't have any new business, so we go to reports and updates. We've all had that in a work session. Any questions regarding new reports and updates? Hearing none, assembly comments. Still have the opportunity. Community comments? Public comments?
I got Paul Shack here. He has a comment for the council.
Okay. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Mayor?
Good, Paul.
I haven't been on here in a while. I haven't been on here in a while, so I didn't get a chance to congratulate you and the rest of the members there for the election. So I wish you the very best of the luck and the very best for everyone in the borough and your endeavors there. I wanted to know if I could ask Rick a question concerning the land use permitting requirements. I'm told that I got to fill that application out and whatnot, and I really don't know why I have this. I don't use land in the borough for anything. I'm a Class A assistant guide is all. Once in a while we'll take a client out, but that's strictly under the direction of the master guide or registered guide that contracts these clients. I do no contracting whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? And I was talking to Annie about it, and I don't know what else, why I would have to fill this application out. I wanted to know if Rick could shed some light on that, or maybe I can call him and talk to him later. I'm kind of confused.
Paul, this is Rick. If you're not actually the one operating the business, then you would not have to do the permit. But Annie's looking at me.
Yeah. Paul, this is Annie. I need to go back and look at the code a little bit more closely of what we changed it to, but I think it even refers to transporters as having to fill out a permit. So I'm going to have to check on that. Tina's giving me a look now, so we're all a little confused.
New, so let us look at it, and somebody will get back to you, Paul.
Oh, okay, that's all I had there. And my last name is spelled S-C-H-A-A-C-K. You left the C out of my last name there. And that's all I got, you guys. Good luck to you there, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Paul. Diane.
Okay, I'm back. And I've learned a lot, okay? Number one, I don't know how many of you have seen this article, Aleutians East scrambles for a cheaper link to the Akutan Airport. I understand why you guys are short on funds. You have, in my book, mismanaged some money. You've got the hovercraft, you've got the helicopter, and what's next? Oh, that's right. You're looking maybe at a ferry way down the road. And so you're short on money, and that means the other projects are going to be shortchanged. And Paul is thinking about that money for the little playground. And Paul doesn't even have any children. Anyway, these articles I would really like you guys to look. I learned so much about Akutan. Akutan's beautiful. But anyway, these are articles that you could learn a lot about. And I'm wondering, why are we so short on money? Where has all the money gone? Coal Bay? I don't think Coal Bay has gotten a whole lot. Team Coal, they have the clinic, right? I use the hospital. As much money as been spent on the road, we could have had a surgeon there, a doctor. And then we wouldn't be so concerned about Medevac. And I know about people dying. I lost my husband in Sands Point in 2002. He laid there 8 hours, and Lifeline wouldn't come in. By the time Coast Guard came in, he died within 30 minutes. So I know about medevac. And it didn't matter if we had Air Force. If the weather was clear, he still died. And so I'm saying that getting to Cold Bay is important. But I don't think the airplane, the hovercraft, is the most important thing. The road, neither. You guys have spent all this money. The hovercraft have already gone all the way out to Accutan. And you spent all that money on the road, and I have pictures here of that little building out there with the oil tank, fuel tank out there. And we don't even own the hovercraft. And you guys, and yet you guys finished the road. For what? So we could have more craft out on the refuge. Is that what we want? We know in our communities there are how many, I shouldn't say young people, how many people go out on the land. They don't care about it. Four-wheelers and trucks, no respect. Beer bottles, pop cans, water, you name it, they're going to throw it out there. Do we care? It's corporation land that's been told. They can do whatever they want on corporation land. Shame on us. We don't even care. The refuge, we care. I'm not saying don't build the roads. Hey, the borough can pay, remove the snow, and they won't have any more money either. But I'm saying, think about the dollars that you guys are using, mismanaging, because you're scrambling now. The helicopter's too expensive. The hovercraft's too expensive. You don't have enough money for local projects. Do you know when people come to King Cole's, to Cold Bay, the dock is so bad. For these people to climb the ladder, it's terrible. Chris in Falls Pass, I talked to him. They had to use their own city dollars to work on their ladders because they didn't have funds from the borough. Yeah.
They helped, borough helped us.
Who are you?
This is Chris. The borough did help us.
Oh, they did help you after all?
Not after all.
They had helped me when I talked to you. You obviously didn't listen to me.
Okay, Chris. You said you had to use your own dollars, but that's okay. But anyway, I'm just saying, stop and think about what other projects can be done. Because right now I have pictures of the end of the road in King Cove and that building out there. The doors, Old Chandler. This is the building out there. Okay, I'm sure you've seen it. The doors aren't locked. It's open. See the young people? What other people? They can go out there and they can thrash it, and you know what? It's hovercraft coming back to King Cole. They've already gotten rid of Cold Bay. Who are they giving the lumber to here? Are they going to put it up for this? Hovercraft, isn't there? Could you guys answer me? Who is going to use this? It's there. When I talked to Amanda, and then Amanda called Tina about this, she said it's broke down right now. I said, I don't know what the borough's plan is.
Who's Amanda?
Amanda works out at Accutan. And I called for Joe, but he wasn't there. Anyway, but what's happening with hovercraft? Is that a fair question to ask?
It's fair.
It's fair?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do with it?
I'm going to sell it.
You're going to sell it?
Mm-hmm.
Then why was this built?
transportation corridor?
For a transportation corridor. That request put here. For a transportation corridor.
I don't want to get into a debate here. It's just your comments, public comments, and I'm listening.
Okay. So when
if you me, if you need questions, you can come to my office, and I'll gladly explain that to you.
Okay.
My office hours
you don't
are
think
eight
that
to
was
five.
A misuse of my, federal
my,
funds?
My office hours are 8 to 5.
I know.
Rick's office hours are 8 to 5. We're open 5 days a week.
Okay.
I'd rather you come
so
in.
So that was the plan. Okay,
ask
Stanley.
Ask questions.
No, I know.
It. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. I understand
this
a lot
is public
now.
Comments. And I appreciate your comments.
So is the helicopter still going to stay in service?
Oh, yes.
Accutane?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's a means of transportation. That's what that is. Okay, well, anyway, if you guys, any of you would like to look at what it looks like out there at King Cove at the end of the road. And this is another hovercraft to be replaced with a helicopter. The hovercraft out of Accutane costs $3 million, and the helicopter, they say, is $2 million. So that's money I'm sure the borough could sweep under the table and cut a few more projects. Thank you.
Barbara,
I got
I didn't get an answer about the lumber out at the end of the runway.
It's there.
It's there, and are you going to put it out for bid?
We haven't decided that yet.
If you do, will you put it out to bid to the whole borough?
It's possible.
Okay.
I have one comment, Diane. These pictures, I don't know who took them, when they were taken. These roads, how old is this picture?
Not that old.
My public comment was I was on the assembly for when it first started, and the question keeps coming up when the hovercraft first came, why it came, why we have to suck up the hovercraft, you know, and my understanding was what we have to cross the senators funding that there's what it was landmark for. Use it. And so we were stuck with it. We had no choice when I was on the assembly. And I have no idea what's, you know, going on. Sure, we want to get that road, and that there's a whole thing. But I just, and I know you guys got a lot of projects going, and it's going to take, money, but then the whole thing is, I agree with you. You know, you guys are doing a good job. Just whatever you decide, it's up to you. And personal endeavors, you're there for six villages. So just keep it in mind and stuff. And whatever your decision is, you even have to live with it. And the village is going to have to live with it. That's all the comments I got.
Thank you. Any other comments? Henry.
Just a report on what's going on with the city. With the borough support and corporation, Peter Pan. We hired a new officer, Dog, that's on his way to Sea Cove. Officer Brad was down there for 5 weeks training, and I got a nice dog at Sea Cove.
5 more days.
Yep.
Five more days.
We're excited about it. So we're starting a process of getting our families back together.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Name is the dog? Farrell. F-A-R-O.
Farrell.
Yeah. Paul. Pretty dog.
I wanted to share with the assembly about the playground in Standpoint, and I don't know if somebody can help her. They can hear me.
Yes, this is Shannon. And I wanted to share about the playground in Standpoint. I wanted to encourage the superintendent and the school district and the assembly to look at a three-phase project in regards to earmarking funds over the course of the next 3 years. I've had the opportunity to work with a contractor, an architect here in Anchorage with KPB Architects, and they were the architecture firm who did the school up at Mountain Village, and they incorporated the cultural standards into the design of the playground, and it's absolutely stunning. So if you go to the Mountain Village website, you'll see pictures of the new playground, and it was built with the cultural standards of the community in mind. So they had local artists design pieces of Yupik masks that were incorporated into the playgrounds, into the wood. And if we looked at a 3 or 5 year plan, rather than just purchasing one lump sum for $185,000 of very nice playground equipment, we could look at a long term project in phases and start incorporating the culture of people into it too. So it was KPB Architects. I just wanted to bring that up. Mountain Village, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not here in Anchorage.
No, the village. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay.
Mr. Stabby, could I make a comment, please, on the road to the northeast corner? I've been involved with this here since the early 90s, and I don't know of any borough money that has been put down on any of the road building down there. So just let people know that. Unless Rick knows of any figure that the borough would be doing any of that construction, I mean, that was all federal money, dollars. There's no borough money that was put into building that road down for the last.
That's my understanding. Yeah. Construction was put done by state, federal dollars.
Yeah.
So it ain't borough money that's put that down.
Any other questions, comments from the public? Telephone land? Next meeting date? December? Where? Call of the share?
We get in the village, that would be so good. I don't know if we can.
I don't know. It's very difficult flying between the communities now.
Ash is gone. Ash disappeared yesterday. Okay, September
10th. Oh, yeah.
Wind is wind.
Well, our regular scheduled meeting is scheduled for
December 25th. That'll be a good one.
Don't meet in North Pole. But let's try something and for next month on our regular schedule. That's the second.
You don't really know what it is. It's been so long.
A regular schedule.
Let us know. My 2 cents.
Be on vacation for a big part of December.
When are you going out on vacation?
Right after.
After what?
Marine Expo.
Oh. Can you be out until?
January 3rd.
Oh. Well, we could possibly do one in January then.
Some things we have to pass.
And if we have to, we could call for a special at any given time. And there might be a possibility that we could call for a special in December if everything goes well with the proposals that are pending, particularly.
So Paul? Summarize. You let us know what you're going to do.
Yeah. Well, is there any objection to postponing the regular scheduled
out of it, I tell you. Not after the bullet show. I'm going back on vacation.
Also, on the next assembly meeting, could we put the request for KSCP's donation for 2000?
It's on there already.
So if you wanted to go for that, our scheduled time, second Thursday, which is December 11th.
Okay.
Works for me.
I don't go until that following week.
Okay. We have it scheduled for the 11th of December. The place, perhaps Coleman. But, okay, we'll let you know.
Sounds like
any objections?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Any,
second.
If there's any objection,
second.
It's moved and we are adjourned.
Guys, have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Excuse me, that was the Illusions East Borough Assembly live on KSDP. This is Virgil. It is a little bit after 8 p.m., 8:09 to be exact.